Stop 13. U.S. Science Pavilion, Pacific Science Center.
Let's begin our tour in this area of tall, graceful white arches, the United States Science Exhibit. 3 years in the planning and $9 million in the making.
Yet another notable Seattle landmark left over from the fair are the futuristic arches and buildings of the Pacific Science Center. Designed by Minoru Yamasaki, who is a Seattle native, the buildings and arches comprise the U.S. Science Pavilion at the fair. Visitors pass through the arches to find a fountain and waterway surrounded by six buildings. Knut Berger visited the fair when he was 8. He is now a writer for Crosscut.com and the Space Needle's writer-in-residence.
And, you know, you have to imagine that you're waiting in this long line to get in. You don't just walk into the Science Center. You're waiting in a big crowd, a line, and you kind of came out on this stairway, and suddenly there was this beautiful courtyard full of these pools and fountains, and it's all white and sparkly. And in the sunlight, it glittered. And these, I didn't know they were Gothic towers or space towers. They were just these beautiful structures that were, to me, kind of mysterious that sort of set the tone.
Presented by the U.S. government, it was the largest exhibit on the fairgrounds and consisted of 5 key areas: the House of Science, the Development of Science, the Spacearium, the Methods of Science, and the Horizons of Science, all offered information and interactive displays with the aim of furthering interest in science to a wide audience. One area of the pavilion was designated for children to try hands-on science experiments. A celebration of science, technology, business, art, and culture, Century 21 was a world's fair that not only heralded achievements of the era, but truly shone a light on the possibilities for the future. Knut Berger.
When we were those little Cub Scouts and we're on the top of the Smith Tower looking at the Space Needle, we believed we were looking at the future, and that the future wasn't far away. It was right down the street. It was in our backyard. And we were really excited about it. Space travel, we were all, you know, we'd get up early in the morning and watch the space launches, and we were all into John Glenn and Alan Shepard, and it gave us a sense that we were in the place in the world where the future was being born.
See you in Seattle. See you at the fair. Take a way ahead look at tomorrow, just as if you were there. Take a rocket trip to Mars. Have your dinner way up in the clouds. Stroll up Boulevard's on the